From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continues, with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatened ties between the two countries, who are on opposite sides in the Syrian war. French President François Hollande vowed Friday to crush what he called the army of fanatics who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott.
We haven't yet decided in the United Kingdom that we will take military action inside Syria, as we are already doing in Iraq. We're doing a great deal there in lots of different ways, whether it's encountering IED, airstrikes, providing weapons for the Kurds fighting back against ISIL, or whether it's providing aerial reconnaissance and refueling to other people's fighter aircraft. We're doing a huge amount there. Inside Syria, we're doing a bit less. We've been doing some train and equip like the Americans have, and we've been providing some of the overhead intelligence and reconnaissance, but we've not been taking military action there.
It has been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vest, opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, including a crowded concert hall. In all, 130 people were killed, well over 300 wounded. Pope Francis has praised Uganda for its response to refugees on the second leg of his African tour. Of the 500,000 refugees in Uganda, most have fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. The Pope will also spend today in Uganda, followed by a visit to the Central African Republic on Sunday. This is VOA News.